Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us with your beautiful voices. And I want to say good morning and welcome to all of those who are in the sanctuary today and those who are listening over the internet and the radio. And we pray that you might experience the love, the power, and the joy that we're going to receive from God's Word once Pastor starts teaching it today. And I especially want to welcome the Lacey's. Miriam and Daniel, we welcome you back to our services this morning to come worship with us today. And every time we see you, we think of Pastor Otero and your mom, Raquel, and we miss them very much. I know a lot of us are still actually grieving over the loss of your parents. And were such a great blessing to us. And we're happy that you're here with us today. If you are a visitor, we'd like you to please fill out the registration card. You can obtain one from one of the ushers in the back, and when the offering plate is passed, if you would please put it in. Pastor Tomlinson would like to call you or send you a letter and thank you for worshiping with us today. You can find an outline of today's sermon inside of the church bulletin if you'd like to follow along there. And also the scripture of the month is found in the book of John, chapter 1, verse 29. The next day, John seeth Jesus coming unto him and saith, Behold, the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world. And aren't we grateful for Jesus? Amen. And now we're going to continue doing what we come to do, praising the Lord with your beautiful voices. With Tae Young at the piano and Victor Laura leading our songs.
Thank you, Wayne. Good morning and happy Lord's Day, everyone. You know, okay, I'm just going to mention this real quick. Everyone's talking about this coronavirus, right? It's kind of like overkill. I'm tired of hearing about it. But you know what? No one talks about the sin virus, which is a lot more serious, right? But thankfully, we have the vaccine for the sin virus, and that's Jesus, amen? So we can rest in that. So why don't we open to our first song, song number 27, I Sing the Mighty Power of God, number 27. The Comforter has come. 161, and we'll sing the first and the last.
Comforter has come.
thank God for our comforter. Let's turn to our last hymn, number 204, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus, one of my favorites. Why don't we all rise as we sing 204, Turn Your Eyes Upon Jesus.
A lot of times when I come to church, I can tell who's here by the parking lot. And I can tell who's here by where they're sitting. Now, you two are sitting in the wrong spot. For more than 20 years, you sat right there. So anyway, so sometimes you have to look around for people to find them. But what a blessing it is that we can gather together and know that we will see each other again. We will see Raquel. We will see Pastor Otero. And we look forward to the reunion. And we look forward to the presence of Almighty God. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we enter into your presence with praise and thanksgiving, with rejoicing of heart and mind, knowing that it is you, O Lord, who holds our lives in your hand, that in you we have strength and purpose, in you we have eternal life and hope. And we thank you, Father, that though in this world we will encounter sickness and disease and difficulties of life, yet through faith in you, we know that you will bring us through no matter what we engage in, what we encounter, that in you, O Lord, we have our life and our hope. And Father, I pray for your hand of blessing upon the people of Bethel and those that hear the testimony of Christ, that you would encourage their hearts to look up to you. In Psalm 25, in verse 4, David writes, he says, show me your ways, O Lord, teach me your paths. And so whether we seem to be physically well right now or having difficulties in the infirmities of this world, that we would look to you and say, Lord, show me your paths, show me your ways. And if I pray for your divine spirit to be upon all who call upon your name, who claim the name of Jesus Christ, that you would instill in them a longing, a thirsting, and a hunger for your word, for your presence, that we would learn from you and walk in the footsteps of Jesus Christ, that as we learn to obey the word and as we learn to share the word, that those around us would see the love of Jesus Christ being lived out, that they would encounter your transforming power and have hope. Hope not just for this time that we have in this world, but hope of eternal life. And that they would see your hand of blessing upon your people. And we pray for your hand of blessing upon those who are afflicted with the diseases of this world. And Lord, there's a lot of people that are impacted by this coronavirus. But Lord, you are the healer of the bodies and of the souls. And as Victor had mentioned, there's a disease that 100% of the population is afflicted with, the disease of sin. And the only cure, the only inoculation is faith in Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for Nathan and Jacqueline Palmer as they're feeling a little under the weather, for you to strengthen their bodies. I pray for little Ida, who's been having troubles with strength due to low platelet counts. I pray for Futsum Kibriyab and his recovery. I pray for Leonard and Fern Rice and Jorge and Martha Peretti and Monty Llewellyn, who have multiple health issues. I lift up to you Patricia Llewellyn. I lift up Melody Laurel's mother, Linda, Bob Jones' brother, Ron, and Daniel Lacey's brother-in-law, Peter, as they have been dealing with cancer. Strengthen their bodies. More importantly, Lord, encourage their hearts and their souls unto you. And we're thankful, Lord, for those who are expecting, that are anticipating bringing new life into this world, for Jacqueline Palmer expecting in May and Esther Pelias expecting in September. We pray for your hand of blessing upon Bethel as we look at making some changes to our physical facilities, that you would bless that endeavor and work in the hearts and the minds of the people of the government to say, go, build, and that you, Lord, would build us not only physically, but more importantly, spiritually. I pray that you would use us in that endeavor to reach out into our community, to our neighbors and coworkers and family and friends, to be the evangelists that you have called us to be, to tell people what Jesus has done in my life, in that what they can do, what you can do in theirs. I lift up to you our missionaries serving throughout the world, for Giovanni and Barbara Avendano serving in Guatemala, for Jose and Diane Avila serving in Latin America, for Elvis and Stephanie Franco serving in Bogota, Colombia, for Marta Peretti serving in Buenos Aires, Argentina, for Carl and Ruth Knott serving in Seville, Spain, Eusebio Medixa Perez serving in Malaga, Spain, for Informed Choices ministering to women out of Gilroy, for Daniel and Miriam Lacey at Bob's Auto Cafe in Oregon, and Fred and Carol Lewis doing missionary training and language instruction to missionaries throughout the United States. We pray for you to use them in a mighty way to bring the gospel into the nations and into the worlds, to transform their lives for your purpose. We pray for this offering, that it would be used for your honor and for your glory, for the expansion of the gospel and the kingdom of God. We pray for your hand of blessing upon those who willingly give to support the work of ministry, and that you, Lord, would bless them and encourage their hearts in you. We pray for those, whether they're here in the sanctuary, whether they're listening over KKMC, over the internet, over the CD. Bless them, Lord, with your divine guidance and your divine blessing. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Thank you.
Thank you very much, choir, for blessing us once again with that beautiful song. And yes, the Lord, He did break down all the walls. We are going to be studying today in God's Word in Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 13 through 18. If we'll please stand for the reading of God's Word, Nehemiah chapter 8, verses 13 through 18. Now on the second day, the heads of the father's house of all the people, with the priests and Levites, were gathered to Ezra the scribe, in order to understand the words of the law. And they found written in the law which the Lord had commanded by Moses, that the children of Israel should dwell in booths during the feast of the seventh month, and that they should announce and proclaim in all their cities in Jerusalem, saying, "Go out to the mountain and bring olive branches, branches of olive oil trees, myrtle branches, palm branches, and branches of leafy trees, to make booths, as it is written." Then the people went out and brought them and made themselves booths, each one on the roof of his house, or in their courtyards, or the courts of the house of God, and in the open square of the water gate, and in the open square of the gate of Ephraim. So the whole assembly of those who had returned from captivity made both made booths and sat under the booths, for since the days of Joshua, the son of Nun, until the day the children of Israel had not done so. And there was very great gladness. Also day by day, from the first day until the last day, he read from the book of the law of God, and they kept the feast 7 days, and on the eighth day there was a sacred assembly according to the prescribed manner. May God bless the reading of his word. Let us now bow with a word of prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, once again we have the privilege to enter into your presence by the shed blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, today we pray for spiritual wisdom, as the Apostle Paul prayed for the Ephesians for spiritual wisdom also, Lord. In Ephesians chapter 1, as Paul says, and he prays, he says, therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding be enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, whether the riches of his glory, of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us, who believe according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at the right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And he put all things under his feet and gave him to be head over all things to the church, which is his body, the fullness of him who fills all in all. And Father, we also, as Paul prayed, that the Ephesians would know Christ better, we also pray that we would know Christ better. This personal knowledge of Christ will change our lives. Now, Father, bless your word as it goes out, and bless all the hearers of your word, and bless our pastor, Greg Tomlinson. All these things we ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Please be seated.